You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. Prophecy, prophecy, prophecy for 2020. God has so many good things in store. It's so encouraging. I hope you've been following us all this month as we're talking about, you know, the prophetic words, encouraging prophetic words. Some of them from Hank Kuhneman. Also, this program is going to have prophetic words from Kenneth Copeland. God spoke specifically to him about some things taking place in 2020. And I've been talking about it as well in regards to the 60s and the 70s. That's when we had Charles Simpson on, one of the charismatic renewal movement leaders, sharing about what happened in the 60s and 70s when God poured out his spirit. We're going to be talking about that and so much more. But you think about it, that 2020 is the beginning of a decade of difference, that God is putting distinctions on those that are his and not his. And also, specifically, God showing himself powerfully in a way to be able not just to his church, but also to those that are not his, so they can know who he is and acknowledge him and move in a powerful way. Now, think about this word from Hank Kuhneman about how it's a decade of difference, and that this cycle, this thing, this treadmill that you've been on, and doesn't seem like is it ever going to end? Is it ever going to stop? Well, guess what? At midnight on January the 1st, 2020, guess what happened? The cycle ended. Hank Kuhneman, check it out.
Okay, look at Exodus 33. One of the greatest things that's going to mark this new decade of difference. Moses is crying out to God, and maybe it's where your heart's been, and those of you that are watching, where you've been saying, come on, God. I was just telling this to Brenda the other day. I said, you know what? Sometimes, because you know there's a side where you prophesy stuff and you're under the anointing, and then there's the vulnerable human side. You're like, come on, God. When is this thing going to happen? You know what I mean? Certain things. And Moses was saying, God, how will anyone know that you're pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? And what will be the difference? What else will distinguish me? What will separate me? He's saying, Lord, what will be the difference? And your people from all the other people, in other words, Lord, there's got to be a distinction. There's got to be a separation. Look at verse 19. God gives them the answer. And this is one of the reasons. Listen, if you've been going through stuff, the weight is over. The weight, the heaviness is over. The cycle is complete. I'm telling you, when that clock strikes midnight, you need to shout because there's going to be an anointing of God released. And it's going to come for a new decade that's going to be known as a decade of difference. And it's going to be an anointing release. I'm telling you, I can feel it so strong. Where God is going to begin to bring a grand reveal of his wonder. But watch this, verse 19. God says, all right, I'll cause my goodness to pass in front of you. And I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. And I will have mercy upon whom I have mercy, and I'll have compassion upon whom I'll have compassion. Do you understand this is what God's going to do? He's going to show his goodness. Everybody prophesies about Matthew 24. Earthquakes, wars, rumors of wars, right? Nations in perplexity, but they forget verse 14. You know what verse 14 says? All the other stuff, earthquakes and stuff, Jesus said those are birth pains. But verse 14 is the sign. You know what the sign is? Matthew 24, 14. Put that up quickly, and I'm going to show you one last scripture. Verse 14, Matthew 24, 14. We've got to get this scripture down as we understand the decade of difference. I just showed you separation, God bringing his glory. And this gospel, what's the gospel? Come on, good news. The good news of my kingdom shall be preached in all the world. What's God going to pass by? What's going to be part of the decade of difference? God's goodness. And then what are we going to be able to preach to other people? God is good. Look at me. Look at what he's done. Look at my kids aren't sick. Come on. My vehicles aren't breaking down. My home is blessed. My body is blessed. Why? Because God has passed by me in this new decade of difference with his goodness. And then, when this gospel of good news is preached as a witness, then the end comes. God's setting you up, setting us up. Keep standing, stand your feet. Deuteronomy 11, verse 12. I said, Lord, don't forget about this great nation, United States. And I was led to this scripture. I had never seen it before. If you have, great. But, you know, I hadn't seen it before. I know I read Deuteronomy 11, but never saw it. And whether it's the United States or where you're watching around the world, you need to believe this. It is a land the Lord your God cares for. Underlying cares, that's a very strong prophetic word. Because in the Hebrew, that means You could read it like this. It is a land the Lord your God walks to and fro throughout, or walks upon. And he uses the word tread. It's not just a nice little tiptoe walk. It's a purposeful treading of taking ground, taking territory, walking with attitude. Are you here? And the eyes of the Lord, your God, are continually on it from the beginning of 2020 to the end of the decade of difference. That's my translation. How many have heard the prophecies? I'm walking upon the land. God's eyes are on us. How many are ready for it? Come on. Let's give God a big shout of praise. All right. Well, if you need prayer, they're up here up front to pray for you. Let's do this with every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe you're here quickly. You've never asked Jesus to come into your heart or to forgive your sins, to be the Lord of your life. Let's just pray this prayer together. Say, Heavenly Father, I believe in my heart you raised Jesus from the dead. The Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So right now, I call upon you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive me of any and all sin, and be the Lord of my life. And from this moment forward, I will walk with you. Amen.
Powerful. Listen, if you prayed that prayer right there, I want to welcome you to the family of God. Listen, that's all it takes is believing and reaching out to God and saying, I want you to be the Lord of my life. We have some things for you. You can go to meetmyfather.org to be able to join in the family of God, some things to encourage you, to inspire you, a place to get warm, how to be able to do everything you need to do as a believer. Welcome to the family of God. Well, he talks about specifically, you know, that all those dark things are taking place, but at the same time, God's going to show his goodness. So many people think about the wars and rumors of wars and the deception and the faults and this and the other. But he says at the very same time, the Word of God, Jesus said at the very same time is Matthew 24:14, that during this time, the good news of him, his kingship, his kingdom will be preached to all the nations. That's one of the key things that takes place. So at this dark backdrop, the light himself shows up in a powerful way. And he's talking about walking amongst the nation.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.